Hello and welcome back to Get Help Dad. It is Wednesday, April 17th, 2024. And why did the bed wear a disguise? It was undercover. So, welcome to Get Help Dad, where we talk about tips and tricks to be a better parent, a better person, and I don't know, maybe some dad jokes. We'll see. Sorry if I'm a little goofy. This is the sick edition. My whole family is getting over from not one, but two different random viruses. We had a nice stomach bug that's going around currently. And we had, I guess, maybe a respiratory, you know, mini COVID. Just something nasty that was hanging around earlier in the month. And now we're dealing with stomach flus. I think, you know, they talk about these different viruses that come out of the snow as some of these ice packs melt in the Arctic. We had so much snow, the 10 feet, and half of it's gone now. We have 5 feet on our lawn that I think, you know, some viruses got trapped there and now they're out and they're spreading and it's not fun. So I think the goal of today's show is I want you all to be a fairy, just like my dad. Okay. So let me explain. We want to be better people. So this is a tips and trick for to be a better partner. And I say fairy because my stepmom calls my dad a fairy. And it's in a good way. My stepmom, who likes to cook, usually cooks for the family. And she does a lot of hard work, makes some good meals. And at the end of the night, my stepmom usually, you know, relaxes, reads a book, or just goes to bed, or hangs out, watches a little TV. And my dad, he either cleans up right then or usually does a few things around the house and then cleans up the kitchen and all the dinner stuff a little later. And so when my stepmom wakes up, comes downstairs, it's like the kitchen fairy is there and just does a magic trick and the whole kitchen is cleaned up, the dishwasher's filled, and everything's good to go for the next day. So one tip and trick, I try to do that too. I've been called fairy for other reasons, but one thing I do is my wife likes to cook. She's a way better cook than me. And when she does cook, I'm definitely cleaning every night. I will tell you, one of my favorite sounds at the end of the day is hearing that dishwasher run, because I know the kitchen's cleaned up. The house is good enough to go for the next day. It's not perfect, but it's mostly picked up. And the kitchen is just, it's a place that we're there almost all the time. We're always eating meals. If you got a bunch of kids like myself, three boys, stuff's everywhere. So you got to do usually a load a night and try to get the kitchen clean. I have been plugging in my boys and, you know, every other night, make sure they definitely put stuff away and sometimes just run in the whole dishwasher. It's a good way to leverage, hey, you want a little more screen time, get on Fortnite a little longer. I want you two or three. Get in the kitchen, knock it out. And the first few times it was painful and they yelled and screamed. After a while, it's not that bad. They get in rhythm, they knock it out, they're good to go. But if your kiddos aren't around or they're not old enough yet, be the kitchen fairy. Be the one that cleans up so your partner doesn't have to do that chore. And it doesn't have to be the kitchen. It could be a living room, it could be laundry, it could be a lot of things. But be a fairy. And I think it will go a long way for everyone to be happy, and it'll make you feel good too. So I will leave you with a joke. What kind of music do boulders like? Rock and roll. Stay focused, keep working hard this week. Looks like the NHL playoffs are forming up right now. My Flyers have lost to the Capitals, and they're out. But hopefully your team's going far. Hopefully your weather's getting better. Like I said, up here in Alaska, the snow. We only have about 3 foot-ish on the ground, but it is getting warmer and the sun's not going down till 10 o'clock. So at least we got that going for us. Keep kicking ass, keep working hard, and I'll talk to you soon. See ya.